Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE 2014 full year results presentation. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct the presentation. Please go ahead.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending this conference call. I'm here with our new CFO, Alfredo Avello. He has been leading our business development for the last three years. I'm also here with Rafa Rico, Head of Capital Markets, and Rocío Recio, our IR. Let's start by slide number two. As I told you during our third quarter conference call, we have completed our company turnaround. Our focus now will be to continue on reducing cash costs. Our recurrent fourth quarter annual EBITDA was 113 million euros. Today, we see 2015 EBITDA close to 180 million due to our efficiency program and the strong dollar. In slide number three, you can see how we are reducing cash costs. Fourth quarter cash cost was affected by the Huelva shutdown. As you remember, we had a strike of 4 days at Navia and Pontevedra mills in October, supporting negotiations of Huelva unions with an impact of 6.9 euros per ton. Corporate center fixed costs previously allocated to Huelva are now allocated to Navia and Pontevedra. We will decrease our corporate center fixed cost by 7 million euros, but it will take a couple of quarters. This effect was 3.5 euros per ton during fourth quarter. We had 9.7 euros of non-recurrent costs during the fourth quarter, and we expect to solve it in the first quarter of 2015. We see our cash costs by the end of 2015 below 340 and close to 320 by the end of 2016. On slide four, you can see the results of our turnaround program. Adjusted EBITDA has been growing quarter by quarter, reaching 28.3 million euros in fourth quarter. In the chart below, you can see how recurrent net profit has been also improving quarter by quarter. In the fourth quarter, it was 5.4 million euros. Turn to slide five. Since third quarter 2014, both dollars and pulp prices are getting stronger, increasing our EBITDA. I would like to point out that each 5% increase in either pulp prices or the dollar has a positive impact of 20 million euros on annual EBITDA. Now, Alfredo Avello will explain you our fourth quarter results.
Thanks, Ignacio. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, ENCE develops its activities through our two synergic business lines. On one side, the pulp business, which includes not only the pulp production from Navia and Pontevedra, but also the energy revenues related to those pulp operations, including cogen through Black Lipper, as well as, in the case of Navia, a 37 megawatts generation plant connected to the pulp mill. On the other side, we have the energy business related to independent biomass plants, including Mérida at 20 megawatts and two biomass plants in Huelva with 50 and 41 megawatts. Synergies for these two business lines come from the supply side. Adding wood and biomass, even after Huelva shutdown, ENCE is one of the largest, if not the largest, Iberian supplier, and this is key and differential for both businesses, being the main entry barrier for new players. Turning into slide 7, our 4Q14 includes mainly two extraordinary items. The remaining impact from the Huelva shutdown process and the adjustment on tax loss carryforwards due to a change in the regulation. Regarding the Huelva shutdown process, costs related to the total 162 million euro sales coming from the different businesses reflect the last impact of this process. Huelva mill still lost 6.5 million euros as a consequence of the end of this shutdown process. In October, as part of this process, we also suffered a 4-day strike. The impact of this strike in our northern mills resulted in a loss of production totaling 10,537 tons, including the ramp-up, or 1.6 million euros. Now talking about the tax loss carry-forward adjustments, at the end of November 2014, the Spanish government published a change in the regulation on company tax. The tax to apply was reduced from the current 30% down to 28% for 2015 and 25% for 2016. Therefore, tax loss carry-forwards needed to be adjusted to this new situation, resulting in a loss for 10.4 million euros. As previously mentioned by our CEO, our recurrent 4Q net profit reached 5.4 million euros after restructuring Huelva. Following into page 9, focusing now on our pulp business. Regarding sales, I'm comparing 4Q14 with the same period in 2013, we had a 28% decrease due to the production loss related to the Huelva mill shutdown. Pulp sales were reduced by 23% from 149 million euros down to 115 million euros. And energy sales related to the pulp business were also reduced by 48% from 42 million euros down to 22 million euros in 4Q14. Regarding energy sales linked to the pulp business, there is also an additional impact due to a change in the Spanish energy regulation. For Q13, the former feed-in tariffs were still applying, and cogen activities were receiving approximately 102 euros per megawatt hour plus the efficiency bonus for another 20. And now we are receiving approximately 30 megawatt hour on top of the pool price. Excluding the 4-day strike impact in another mills, total sales for the pulp and energy-related business would have increased by 5%. Continuing with slide 10 and comparing 4Q14 with the same period in 2013, due to our cost-cutting and efficiency programs, ENCE has been able to reduce the cash cost levels for our northern mills by 24 euros per ton after discounting the impact of the Huelva shutdown process. Main price reductions came from wood, chemicals, and energy. Regarding wood, we managed to reduce the cash cost impact by 7 euros per ton due to increased efficiencies in our mills. Processing costs were reduced mainly due to lower use of chemicals and fuel in the manufacturing process, as well as because of lower prices. As previously mentioned, Huelva mill shutdown increased cash cost allocation to the northern mills by 3.5 euros per ton due to lower cost dilution. Our target is to reduce this cost allocation during next quarters. Turning into slide 11, we can confirm that all expected impacts related to the Huelva mill shutdown have been registered in 2014 accounts. We do not expect additional material impacts. Accounting impacts of 130 million euros showed in the third quarter 2014 have been adjusted down to a net figure of 110. The main reason for this adjustment comes from the write-offs related to the Huelva eucalyptus plantations, where a full valuation process has been conducted and reviewed by our auditors, applying current market conditions and resulting in a reduction of the previously reported figure. Regarding related cash impacts, out of the total 44.3 million euros, 23 have already been disbursed within 2014, and 21.3 will be disbursed along this year. Main payments will refer to the cancellation of subcontractors and grants received from the administration that need to be refunded. Now focusing on our energy business, coming from independent biomass plants in slide 13, and again comparing 4Q13 with 4Q14, our sales have doubled from 11 million euros up to 22 million euros, thanks to the contribution of the new Mérida 20 megawatt plant, as well as the Huelva 41 megawatt plant. This last one was formerly part of the Huelva pulp mill, and now is a completely independent plant. Also, average income increased by 6% from period to period, despite pool prices were 2 euros per megawatt hour lower. The company has implemented a hedging program for electricity prices, by which first half of the year is 100% hedged at an average of 46 euros per megawatt hour, and 50% of the second half of the year at an average of 50 euros per megawatt hour. Specifically talking about our energy operations in slide 14, full EBITDA contributed by our independent biomass plants should reach the 39 million euro level, of which 20 will come from our Huelva 50 megawatt plant, even though in 4Q14 contribution was some lower due to still maintaining certain supply coming from energy crops at higher prices. These contracts are being currently renegotiated to avoid those higher prices. Also, 4Q14 was impacted by the 4-day strike related to the Huelva shutdown process. Mérida 20 megawatt plant contributed 0.7 million euros to the EBITDA of the 4Q, and we expect to reach the 7 million on an annual basis. Regarding Huelva 41 megawatt plant, we expect from now onwards 12 million euros annually. This is some different from what it was announced back in the third quarter, and the reason is because we are not currently envisioning any additional capex to increase its production, as announced. Now let me pass back the lead to our presentation to our CEO to continue with our cost-cutting program.
Thank you, Alfredo. Turn now to slide 16. Last year, after the draft of the energy reform was published, I presented you our turnaround program to recover EBITDA of 150 million in 2016. This program, as you remember, had five main parts. First, cost cutting of 16 million a year with no investment required. Second, 17 million of capex with payback less than 2 years, which means 10 million euros of saving per year. Third, 26 million of capex with payback less than 4 years, which means 7 million euros of savings per year. Four, shutdown of Huelva pulp mill, which means an improvement of EBITDA by 40 million with a cost of 50 million. And finally, 30 million of investment in Navia to increase 40,000 tons of production, which means 4 million euros of annual EBITDA improvement. I would like to update you where we are now. Cost cutting. We have already achieved 13 million euros of annual savings, of which we saw 9 million in 2014 P&L. We still have 3 million euros under implementation in 2015. I can confirm the figure of 16 million in 2016. 2 year payback investment program is fully achieved. 10 million euros of annual savings. You saw 4.7 of them in 2014 P&L, and we are having 100% of these 10 million euros in 2015. 4 year payback investment will be completed in 2015. We confirm 26 million of capex with annual savings of 7 million euros. You will see 50% in 2015 and 100% in 2016 because main investments will be in June this year and are already contracted. Huelva pulp mill is already closed. We will see 40 million euros of EBITDA improvement in 2015 due to this shutdown. We are investing 30 million euros in 2015 and 2016 to increase 40,000 tons of production of Navia. This has also been contracted. We expect to improve EBITDA because of this investment by 4 million euros per year. You will see 1 million euros in 2015, 3 million euros in 2016, and 4 million in 2017. In addition to the cost cutting due to this investment, we will benefit from the EBITDA of these new 40,000 tons. Ladies and gentlemen, with this program, we are confident we will achieve a cash cost below 340 by December 15 and close to 320 by December 16. At these levels of cash cost, ENCE will be again one of the lowest cost producers of the industry. On slide 17, on the right-hand side, you can see the impact of our 2 and 4 years payback investment program in euros per ton. 5 euros per ton in 2014, because as you know, we have been investing during the year. 10 euros more in 2015, with a cumulative impact of 15 euros per ton. 4 euros per ton more in 2016, with a cumulative impact of 19 euros per ton. Turn to slide 19. We had a negative cash flow in fourth quarter due to the Huelva pulp mill shutdown and the investments with 2 year payback, as I just explained to you. As you can see in slide 20, we are very comfortable with our liquidity position. This position allows us to invest in 2015 in both the payback for investment program and in increasing production at Navia pulp mill. Turn to slide 21. During the next 12 to 24 months, we will see assets worth 77 million, which are no longer core after Huelva shutdown. We will sell land with irrigation, 24 million euros. We will sell old pulp mill equipment, 30 million euros. And we will sell real estate assets, 4 million euros. Go to slide 23. We expect pulp prices to increase close to $800 per ton due to a solid demand which is offsetting new supply. To conclude, ladies and gentlemen, go to slide 24. Our competitiveness recovery plan is on track. We see cash cost below 340 by 2015 and close to 320 by 2016 year end. 2015 and 2016 will benefit from strong dollar and solid pulp prices. EBITDA for these 2 years will be higher than that of pre-existing energy reform levels, with a conservative pulp price of $750 and euro-dollar exchange rate at 115, we see EBITDA for 2015 and 2016 at 180 million euros level, with a free cash flow close to 80 million euros per year, after capex, after taxes, after interest, and after dividends. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be glad now to take your questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. The Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from José Rito from BPI. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi, good morning. My first question on pulp prices. Do you think that pulp prices will go to $770 per ton in Europe with this current euro-US-dollar rate? And also on prices, do you think that current prices can be maintained at current exchange rates of 1.12 euro-US-dollar? That will be my first question. My second question, view on youth costs, if you expect any impact from the shutdown on, if you have seen any impact or any decline on pulp prices related with the shutdown on Huelva. And finally, on these assets available for sale that you presented on slide 21, the 71 million euros, can you provide any reference if you see anything in the short term and in 15? Thank you.
José Rito, we had a lot of problems understanding what you were saying, that I will ask you to ask again questions number 2 and number 3. Regarding your first question, pulp prices, well, we are announcing today 790, because we almost have no stocks in our company, and we can perfectly increase prices. Regarding US dollar at 112 and the possibility to keep on prices close to 800, well, that's a dollar. The price of the pulp is in dollars. We have a market share of 11%. Our competitors of Brazil have a market share of another 11%. That means 22%. And 78% of the market is supplied by dollar-based companies, like companies coming from Brazil or coming from Chile. Then we don't see any reason why a strong dollar will affect the price. And we can see that all our customers are today forced to increase prices, and they are announcing price increases. Could you ask us again your question number 2 and number 3, please, because the line was very bad when you were asking that.
Okay, I will repeat, but still on these pulp prices, so yes, your customers basically are selling in euros, so I think that the evolution of the US dollar will be important for them. So if the US dollar is getting stronger, so I would assume that eventually we are getting increases in euros. That was my question, if you see that even with a stronger US dollar, your clients are willing to accept this increase on prices, but as you mentioned, because of the market shares, I would assume that you are positive on continuing to increase prices, right?
I insist in what I said before. 80% of the supply in this market in Europe comes from companies based in US dollar economy, like Brazil or Chile. Then if the market leaders are based in dollars, well, that's the situation. And the customers, the only thing they have to do is to increase prices in euros. Our company, based in Europe, we have 11% market share. We have been selling in February at 770, and we have announced this morning at 790 for mid of March. Why? Because we don't have stock. It's a question of supply and demand. You have to remember that prices dropped a lot last year. 1 year ago, we were close to $800. Prices have been going up again, and the main reason is that there is no new capacities this year on stream. Guaiba from CMC see in Brazil will not start to deliver pulp to the European market before the end of this year. And that is a cyclical market. And what is very important is when you can increase prices, you have to increase prices and you have to control your cash cost, because sometimes you will have to decrease prices. And now we have to increase prices and we can increase prices.
Okay, thank you. Understood.
Thank you.
My second question was on wood costs. If you are seeing already some declines on wood prices related to the shutdown on Huelva.
Well, we haven't seen yet a real impact of the Huelva shutdown, because the Huelva shutdown was, as you know, in October. In October, as you know very well because you are from Iberia Peninsula like us, we have the rain who starts, and then it's difficult on the rainy season to decrease prices. Then what we have been doing is that we have been concentrating in changing the mix of supplies in Iberian Peninsula. We are not importing a single ton from Latin America for Pontevedra or Navia. Those imports are very expensive. Last year we were importing at the beginning of the year to Navia from Latin America. We are gaining market share in northwest of Spain because our Brazilian competitors are buying in the south of the Iberian Peninsula volumes who were going to Huelva before. We may see a price reduction in spring, but we haven't done any price reduction till now.
Okay, thank you. But on your target cash cost for 2015, are you assuming any reduction on wood prices?
Yes, absolutely.
And
we will see that by spring.
Can you share how much? Sorry, just to...
Oh, I would prefer to announce that to the market before.
Okay. So my last question was on the assets available for sale, €71 million. Can you provide if something could happen in the short term, namely in 2015, if you expect to sell some of these assets in 2015?
Well, we are working for selling all those assets in 2015. Well, being conservative, I think we will sell that maybe half this year, half next year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from the line of Nuno Estacio from BESIP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. First question, just finishing on this theme of the available for sale assets. What exactly are these assets? And if I imagine this is forestry, this includes this would be the end of your asset sale, or would you have further things to sell in the coming years?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, you can go to slide number, well, to slide 21. Yeah, we have hectares we don't use anymore now after the Huelva shutdown and after the energy reform in Huelva. This land has a fantastic good price with irrigation and at book value, it's €34 million, and the price is even higher on the market today. And we are concentrated now in selling this land.
Okay, but this land is the 77, or no?
No, that is,
oh, okay,
that is 34.
Okay.
That is 34. If you go to slide 21,
yes,
you have at the below of the page, you have the figures. You have €4 million from real estate assets. That's some offices and some offices on city. And we have €30 million. That's the industrial assets. That's all the equipment we had in Huelva to produce pulp. We have been doing an evaluation with a third company of the value of this equipment, and we are offering this equipment by parts and also as a full equipment in Asia, and we estimate after this evaluation that we will get €39 million. And on top of that, we have this land we used to have energy crops plantations there, and book value is €34 million, and it is 3,000 hectares. We have enough job with that for this year, and I am afraid also for next year, but we will continue to sell our land, because as you know, 75% of our land is in the south of Spain, and we don't need that for producing pulp at the north of Spain. But for 2015 and 2016, we are going to concentrate in those €77 million.
And sorry, just in the future, how much do you think you could get from the rest of your assets, or what do you think is the value of that?
Well, I would prefer to tell you that on the future. Let's concentrate on the 77, and let's continue after that. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you very much, Bruno.
A question on if you can clarify us exactly the amount of capex that you plan for 15 and 16, including the maintenance capex.
Yes, absolutely. We have a figure, a total figure of capex for 2015 of 59 million euros. We have 10 million of recurrent capex in Navia and Pontevedra Mill. We have the investments in with payback for 12.3 million euros. We still have 0.9 of payback 2. We have the increase of 40,000 tons in Navia, that is 15 million euros in 2015. We have a capex in our biomass power plant of 6.5 million euros. We are going to invest 1.3 in the development of new projects of biomass, and we have to pay the new ERP, SAP, we installed in December, and that's going to be 3 million euros. And on top of that, we have still some capex in our forest land, 3 million euros. Totally 59 million euros by 2015. And regarding 2016, the figure is going to be roughly around 42 million euros. We have the recurrent capex of 10 million euros. We will have 17.2 million euros of payment related to the efficiency program. And we will have the second half of the increase of production at Navia, 15.6, totally 42 million euros. Then 59 in 2016, in 2015, 59 with everything included, and 42 next year, 2016, everything included.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That is very clear. Thank you. If I can ask a final question, is you mentioned cash costs for the end of the year. Can you indicate us what are your plans for the average of 2016? Thank you.
Well, something around 350.
Okay.
350, yeah. But you have to take into account that this EBITDA we see around 180 is calculated with cash cost of 360, okay?
Okay, perfect.
And part prices of 750 and dollar at 115.
Yes, makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Nick McDonald from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I was wondering if I could just go back to the strong dollar impact on the pulp prices. I appreciate you're quite bullish on the outlook there, but with regards to the European paper market, what sort of proportion of paper producers there are non-integrated? And do you foresee any sort of pushback from those guys, given the margin squeeze that they must be experiencing at the moment? And then the second question as well, the line was a bit broken. Can you just confirm that free cash flow guidance, is that 80 million in 2016, and is that dependent on the 180 million EBITDA, and does that exclude the disposals that you might potentially execute in 16? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Regarding pulp prices, we don't see any risk regarding the competitive advantage of the integrated mills in Scandinavia, because the drivers of the market pulp price in short fiber and in eucalyptus fiber are very far from those dynamics. And I insist, being 80% of the suppliers US dollar based, they are going to reduce their prices, because here in Europe we are in euros. And coming back to your second question, yes, 80 is the free cash flow we see for this year and for next year, for 2015 and for 2016, after paying everything, then that's free cash flow. And we have included in each year the half of these 77 disposals, then the half in 2015 and the half in 2016. And it is based on an EBITDA of 180, and this EBITDA of 180 is based on 39 million euros of EBITDA coming from the biomass power plants and the balance coming from the pulp business at a price of $750, a market lower than today, with a dollar of 115, a dollar lower than today, and a cash cost of 360, who is between our cash cost of today, January, and the cash cost we expect from the full year.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from the line of Cesar Gonzalez from JP Capital Markets. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking the questions. I have several ones, actually. The first one is about, well, this is the number that you have just provided. I was trying to reconcile with the guidance that you provided in November, because if I recall well, you said that in 2015 we could see an EBITDA of 156 million euros, and that was based on an exchange rate of 1.38 and a pulp price of 7.30. So, well, considering the improvement, which is between 15 and 20% in the currency and 5 to 10 in the pulp, I think that the new EBITDA figure could easily be above the 200, 220 million euros. So I wanted to see to what extent your new guidance of 180 million can be conservative. That would be the first question.
Well, we have to be conservative, yes?
Sure.
And your second question?
But, well, sorry for getting back, but am I wrong in my calculation? I mean, it's fair to say that applying the guidance that you provided in November, it could be very conservative and stay well above 200 million euros at the end of this year?
No, what we see is something close to 180, that's what I told you. And then, how is 180 calculated? It's calculated with 39 million euros coming from the energy division. In third quarter, we were saying 44 from the energy division. It's a gap of 5 million euros. Today, we are a bit more conservative on the Huelva 40 megawatt power plant, who was on the pulp side. We prefer today to don't invest capex there. It's better than improving the EBITDA of these power plants. And the balance comes, well, we are a bit more conservative on the cash cost. It is calculated at 360. I am pretty sure that we will be below 340 at the end of this year, and with a cash cost average of 350. But it is how we are calculating 180, and we are putting a price of 750, and today the price is higher. And we are putting a dollar of 1.15, and the dollar today is stronger.
Okay.
Then
okay.
We are what you said, conservative.
Okay, thank you. The second question would be then about the currency. Obviously, this is a very strong driver for you. I just wanted to know whether you have any kind of hedge of, or you want, if you plan to have one.
No. The only hedges we have today, as we have informed to you, is in the electricity market, in order to cover these low levels of first and second quarter. And regarding FX, we don't have any hedging at all. And, well, all the analysts are saying that the dollar is going to be strong at least for the next 18 months. Then, for the time being, we are not taking any hedging.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question would be on the free cash flow. Well, obviously, you're going to generate a big amount of cash, very strong numbers. So when looking at the evolution of your leverage, it's going to be, well, you're going to deleverage quite rapidly. I'd like to know what's your medium-term plans, assuming that everything goes in line with your expectations. Would you consider increasing the dividend payout, paying extraordinary dividend, investing, abroad, those very much plans that you mentioned, the Canary Islands? What's your plans?
No. We will keep the dividend how it has been on the last years. We don't have any specific plan to increase the dividend. Well, we will deleverage the company. We have slightly leveraged the company over the last year due to this turnaround. Then we will feel more comfortable again with a total debt of 200 million euros, 100 million euros, roughly speaking, project finance, and 100 million euros corporate debt. That's what we expect at the end of this year. And regarding next year, well, we don't have today any specific plans.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from the line of Chris Hellis from Betsson. Please go ahead, sir.
When I look at the working capital movements, there seems to be a big cash outflow or outflow on trade payables. Can you just explain that to me?
Chris, hi, this is Rafael. One of the reasons for the increase in payables is mainly coming from the fact that the regulator is limiting the payments on the energy side because of the difference between the income and the cost of the electricity system in Spain. It's what it's called head coefficient. So it's something that will be, normalized in the coming months. The system also, let's say, stabilized between the incomes and the costs of the Spanish system.
Okay, so we think that the payables balance will normalize in Q1?
No, we don't expect in Q1, more close to summer. According to the Spanish regulation, they are going to publish the deficit of tariff of the fourth quarter by February or March this year, and then they will regularize 3 months later.
Okay. Just a general question on elections. Is there any risk that the new energy reforms could be revised depending on which party wins at the end of the year? Do you see that as a risk, or are you confident that the new ones stay as they are?
No, we don't see any risk at all. We see if the progressist parties are on the power in 1 year term, it will be on the other side. We will come back more to a system than the system we had previously than a risk. I would say that nobody will recalculate the feed-in tariffs. In case of the left parties win the elections, it will be the opposite. They will come back to support more the green energies. No, we don't see any risk.
Okay. And then the 21 million shutdown in Huelva cash costs, will they come out in the first quarter? Or when will they come out?
No, it will go during the full year.
Okay, so what, in the first half or just evenly throughout the year?
Sorry, could you ask that again?
Yes, so is that then going to be even throughout the year or more in the first half, just trying to work out how we see the cash flow move over the quarters?
During the year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from the line of Bartek Paksov from Schroeder. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello? Hi, good morning. Most questions were answered, but if you can sort of clarify on the dividend front, when you said your policy is unchanged, does it mean you'll be doing some stock dividends as well this year, as you did last year, or is it just the cash element?
For this year, 2015, we haven't that decided officially, but we expect a dividend in cash on the same volume than the one we did last year. And as we don't have any stock treasury today, we will not be able to give stock to the shareholders.
Okay. And just wanted to ask you a few questions on your energy division, just to better understand how that drives earnings.
We have a problem with your line. We scattered every 5 or 7 seconds.
I wanted to ask you a few more questions on your energy division, electricity part. If you can give us some guidance on, say, what does a 10% decline in energy price do to your EBITDA from the energy from the electricity division? How should I think about modeling your energy, your electricity income or EBITDA, depending on various electricity prices?
Hello, this is Alfredo Abello. As we mentioned in the presentation, 100% of the pool price for this energy division has been hedged for the first half of the year, and 50% has been hedged for the second half in the range of the 46 euros megawatt hour and 50s for the second half.
Okay, but just in terms of how it works, let's say it's not hedged. For the following year, if your prices drop by, let's say, 20%, what does that mean to your EBITDA?
As you know, the new regulation in Spain regarding feed-in tariffs is divided into two concepts. One is the return on the investment. Another one is the return on the operation. The return on the investment is fixed for each plant.
the return on the investment, you will earn it as long as you work during 3,000 hours. That's the only thing that you need. The rest will be the return on the operation. That is also set for each plant. If pool prices continue at the 45 levels that we are looking at right now, you will not see any real volatility on those.
Yeah, we don't understand very well your question. If I have well understood, every euro the pool price is reduced or is increased means half a million euros in our P&L, in our EBITDA.
Okay, that's exactly what I was after. So 1 euro in megawatt per hour is half a million of EBITDA.
Yeah, yeah, because we have, as you know, on the total company, two kinds of energies.
Yes,
we have
yes,
the cogenerations
right.
on the mm-hmm. past business, and we are buying and we are selling everything. That means that we are matched.
Yeah.
We are
mm-hmm.
hedged naturally. And we have the independent power, biomass power plant, where we are generating approximately half a million megawatts per year. That means that every euro on top or below, it's half a million euros.
Okay, that's exactly what I wanted. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. See you in 3 months.
Thank you.